if I cough in the middle of this episode, don't be scared. All right. Don't be scared. 10 minutes ago, I just took my last hit off of something. I don't even know what the strand is called. But my throat, it's not 100% right now. Real talk. What is that? Is that Smart Buds? Is this an ad? No. Should it be? Yes. Today on What the Fuck You Reading, we doing a book that I haven't even finished yet. Does that even make sense? How can you recap the book if you haven't even finished the book? Yo, the show is called What the Fuck You Reading, okay? Not called What the Fuck Have You Read. Damn. Let's do this. Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth. And wait till you find out who helped him write it. Let's do this. What the fuck you reading?
Johnny said books ain't cool no more. Johnny said books ain't cool no more. Johnny said books ain't cool no more.
Welcome. Yes, welcome to an episode of What the Fuck You Reading on the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. Go follow it wherever you do your following. My name, Kyle Bowen. You can also follow Kyle Bowen too. Why should you follow Kyle Bowen? I don't know. What are you going to get? I don't know. I'm a cheesy dude. I'm a Green Bay Packers fan. I just warned you. That's what you get. K-Y-L-E-B-H-A-W-A-N. This right here, what the fuck you reading? And I gotta say, I'm excited, yo. I'm excited. Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth. I don't even think I'm a tenth of the way into this book. But it's got me talking. And tell you what, I've told people this. I've told my people this. Going into March, I was doing my best to dive into the world of fiction. You know, I wanted my horizons to be bigger. Give me something out of this world. Give me something like Astral World, you know? Something that's not real. But here I am, early May, reading another autobiography. This book right here, Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth, was actually, true story, the first book. I believe this is the first book that I actually went out of my way to get. I was at the homie's house. He had it in a box. And I told him, like, yo, I want to try this out. Can I take this home? And he said yes. So this right here, give it a sign. This right here, first book ever. But I never really picked it up. I lied to everyone. Myself, everyone in that room. I didn't start reading. I said, fuck this shit. What a waste of time. Give me the movie. Give me a YouTube video. It's funny how it goes, man. It's funny how it goes. And now I'm excited. Undisputed Truth, Mike Tyson. I found this out too. It makes sense. I talked a lot of shit about this dude in episode 1, Larry Sloman. He's the one that wrote Scar Tissue about Anthony Kiedis. And I was honest when I said that I didn't think Larry had to do much. That book in itself was so honest, it didn't feel like anyone but Anthony could have written it, you know? I questioned Larry's role. But here he is again with Mike Tyson, and he has me talking. Bro, I think this is the dude, right? This is the dude. You're a controversial figure. You need an autobiography. You want it done right. You want it done well. You want to tell the truth, most importantly. You go find Larry. Fucking Larry. This dude right here. Another one. Real talk. 65 pages in. This dude just met a met a 70-year-old man named Cuss. Cuss. Or is it Cuz? I don't know. I'm just Kyle Bowen. I'm just reading this book. This dude, Cuss, changing Mike Tyson's life at the age of 14. He has Mike Tyson beating up 18-year-olds easily. Remarkable. Remarkable for Mike. This book has already told me so much in 65 pages. The beginning of Mike's life that he's still pretty much in, which is remarkable. It really is. He found a passion for boxing at a time in life where nothing was going right. And Mike was headed towards... He was going to die. He says it so many times in these first 60 pages, 65 pages, that back home, a lot of his friends were already dead. Mike Tyson, yo, learning how to get into people's houses at what, the age of 8, age of 9? Ridiculous, ridiculous. You know, this dude was bullied. This dude was, what pills did the doctor give this dude? How old was this guy? Yo, this guy went through so much in his life. And to find a passion for boxing at his age, at that time, remarkable. And being great at it. A natural. Well, that's the thing. If you want to be great, and if you're a natural at something, you do have to kick up the intensity when it comes to the training. You can't think that you have it all. That's when you're dangerous. You know, you're a natural, yet you don't really think so. You're still humble, and you're going after it, like Mike Tyson was doing. He couldn't spell, but he could read. And he would just be reading boxing books. Cuz, 70-year-old white man. This guy came out of nowhere. Who knows what's going to happen next. But yo, like I said, I read 65 pages. We still have plenty of paragraphs to read. And we're going to give them to you right here. On your favorite segment, let's be real. Your favorite segment of What the Fuck You're Reading. Flip it for me, baby.
Flip it for me, baby. Flip it for me, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Flip it for me, baby. On What the Fuck You Reading, the part of the program where I, you know, flip through the pages and actually read you some pages. It's the best way, it really is. Larry Sloman, Mike Tyson. They put together a lot of powerful paragraphs within what, the first 65 pages. Including this one. Let's just jump right into it, okay? Page 24. Some people might read some of the things I'm talking about and judge me as an adult. Call me a criminal. But I did these things over 35 years ago. I was a little kid looking for love and acceptance, and the streets is where I found it. It was the only education I had, and these guys were my teachers. Even the older gangsters said that you shouldn't be doing this. Go to school. But I didn't want to listen to them, even though they had the respect in the street. They were telling us to stay in school at the same time they were telling us to go out there and rob. All the guys respected me because I was a little money maker. I break off some of my friends. Yo, I should be saying that with a little bit more swag, you know? Because I was a little money maker. That's why they respected Mike. I'd break off some of my friends who needed a little cash. I'd buy us all liquor and food. I started buying pigeons. If you had good birds, people respected you. Plus, it was a rush to steal things and then go out and buy clothes. I saw how everybody treated me when I came around, and I was dressed up nice with my shearling coat and my Pumas. I had a ski suit with yellow goggles, and I'd never been to a ski slope in my life. I couldn't even fucking spell Adidas, but I knew how they made me feel. Mike Tyson, yo, very young age, went through it all. Went through it all. humans have the ability to grow up quick. They really do. If they experience life really quick. And trauma after trauma after trauma. And it led to Mike only feeling love in a somewhat commercial matter, you know? When he looked cool. At a young age, yo. And he was a natural at boxing, at fighting. That is a pay-per-view boxing promotion dream. It is what it is. It's a harsh reality. Page 35. The last paragraph. Okay. They said I was hyperactive, so they started giving me Thorazine. Thorazine. Am I saying that right? It's some pill, okay? It looks like something they'd give a football player after he got smoked. How come you're giving them Thorazine, NFL, and not letting them smoke weed? Are you serious? Thorazine? Anyways, Mike is super young and he's hyperactive, so yeah, he starts getting Thorazine. They skipped the Ritalin and went straight to the big T's. That's what they gave little black motherfuckers in the 70s. Thorazine was a trip. I'd be sitting there looking at something, but I couldn't move, couldn't do nothing. Everything was cool. I could hear everything, but I was just zoned out. He didn't even say zoned. He said zonked. Zonked out? Thorazine? You giving this to the kids? So now we have Mike Tyson. All the trauma. No father. Single mother, trying her best, but also not being the best mother. And you have a kid whose only role models are gangsters. And the people in charge, the doctors, are playing with his brain. Maybe this was a different time. Maybe they actually thought Thorazine was going to work with a little kid. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. How old is Mike here? 11 years old. They took him to the doctors after he was playing dice with some adult. And the older man didn't have enough money to pay Mike, so Mike started beating the shit out of him. I think Mike was 11. 11 years old. Imagine that. Again, a natural at fighting. He was kicking ass. He was beating men up. Men with children at 11. Anyways, he gets caught and they send him to Mr. Thorazine. Thorazine. That sounds like a fucking potion you give to a damn Pokemon when the Pokemon is paralyzed. Thorazine? Giving that to a little kid. You should be ashamed. That's some bullshit, bro. That's some bullshit. Next up, we got page 68. And with that statement, put down the volume, okay? With that statement, I realized that I just lied to you. Prior to this, I said that I got up to page 65, but my bookmark tells me that I'm at page 68. Okay, so I'm sorry, I lied to you. Get over it, who cares? You're gonna get lied to in life. It happens. Let's move on. Page 68. Page 68. We're about to see Mike Tyson enter the ring for his first amateur fight. Man, oh man. Dude's 14. Ridiculous. Let's go. I was fighting this big Puerto Rican guy with a huge afro. He was 18, 4 years older than me. We fought hard for the first two rounds. But then in the third round, I knocked him into the bottom rope and followed with another shot and literally knocked his mouthpiece six rows back into the crowd. He was out cold. It was love at first sight. I didn't know how to celebrate, so I stepped on him. I raised my arms up in the air and stepped on that prone motherfucker. Yo, this dude right here, at the age of 14, just knocked some big dude out with an afro who was 4 years older than him and followed up by stepping on him. Now, was that arrogant? Fuck yes. Showed a lot of cockiness? Yes, of course. But a few things, it's boxing. A lot of showmanship, let's be real. Also, Mike Tyson, once he fell in love with boxing, and once he learned the art of intimidation by his trainer or mentor, Cuss or Cuz, whatever his name is, he realized that it was best suited for him to always be the one that everyone feared. To never turn that off. He was doing this at an early age. He would walk into the room where all these kids were boxing. He wouldn't shake nobody's hands. He would mean mug everyone. He wanted to be that dude. He never turned it off. Look, he was a natural, and once he fell in love with boxing, he took a lot of time learning, reading about the skill, about the trait, about the philosophy behind boxing. He matched the natural skill with that will to learn, and yeah, it's no wonder that this dude, you know, became the youngest heavyweight champion of all time. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Why don't we give the people more facts? Yes, more facts. So we can help these people, these listeners, buy the book. Yes, that's the most important thing here. Remember, this show right here, its goal is to have you buy the book. Because my experience with the book will be so much different from the one that you will have. That's just the truth. That's the beauty with the book. It's like music. So that's why we run this segment, All the Facts, on What the Fuck You're Reading on the Post It Up Network. Let's do it. Okay, let's give the people, yes, the people, the numbers that come with this book. Again, help them. Help them purchase it. Get their own experience. Head over to Amazon.ca. Get all the options. The first one that sticks out right away. I know we're in a pandemic. People aren't probably looking for much human-to-human interaction. So the physical copy of the book is probably a no right now. But hey, this number stands out. $70 for the hardcover of this book. Is that what I have in my hands right now? A $70 book? Okay. And I somewhat get this. We're talking about a boxer, okay? A boxer. He's used to the pay-per-view. That price of admission. You want some of Mike Tyson? You paying $70. You want to watch this fight? That's how much you're paying. The pay-per-view. In this case, you get the pay-per-read. $69. A little ludicrous, sure. Fitting, sure. It is what it is. I'm not giving my friend $70 for this read. I took it from you. I'm sorry. Definitely never gave it back. Obviously, if you want it back, take it. Thank you. Once again, though, pandemic, you may want to, you know, say no to a physical copy and head over to the digital section of the read. And right now, $9 on Kindle. On Kindle, you can get the book on your phone for $9. You save $18. That's not bad. You can also head over to Audible. And once again, if the narrator reads it well, it's like a podcast. Boom, bam, you just finished a book just like that. You feel good. Okay, you hit up Dairy Queen right after, okay? You feel good. Now let's see how this dude sounds, okay? It's narrated by Joshua Henry. Okay, let's hope he does a good job.
Days later, I put on my gray pinstripe suit and went to court. After the verdict had been delivered, my defense team had put together a pre-sentence memorandum on my behalf. It was an impressive document. Dr. Jerome Miller, the clinical director of the Augustus Institute in Virginia, and one of the nation's leading experts on adult sex offenders, had examined me and concluded that I was a sensitive and thoughtful young man with problems more the result of developmental deficits than of pathology. With regular psychotherapy, he was convinced that my long-term prognosis would be quite good. He concluded, a term in prison will delay the process further and more likely set it back. I would strongly recommend that other options with both deterrent and treatment potential be considered.
In my head, I heard a different reader. I'm not going to front. Maybe I'm picking up a different energy from this book. than other people. That read was very subtle. I'm hearing someone more intense. That being said, though, that part in the book, it's from the beginning. It is centered around a courthouse. Things have moved so fast since then. And it's been so fast-paced. So many things are happening. So many extreme things are happening. So I guess maybe I'm just in that mode right now. But anyways, you can check it out on Audible for $23. $23 or get that free trial that we talk about on every episode. And you get a free book. You might as well try it out. Again, if you fuck with the Audible experience, it's a hack. It's a hack. One of the biggest hacks in the world right now. You get this library full of books delivered to you in an audio format. You get someone reading you the book. If you fuck with the voice, you can get through a read and absorb everything you need to absorb so quick. It's crazy. It's mind-blowing. It's 2020. Now, this book, the physical copy, has 570 pages. So I'm stuck with it. I'm hooked right now. Larry Sloman, he did that to me. He took Mike Tyson's story, and once again, he made a book that is, yes, once again, going to be with me for a long time. I'm going to finish this book. I know it. And maybe we'll do another episode, part two. Why not? It's my show. Do whatever the fuck I want to do with it. Including this. Why don't we ruin another story from it, okay? Let's give it to you. On the last segment of the show, ruining it on What the Fuck You Reading.
Oh, man. You're just ruining it. Look at my lips. You're ruining it. Ruining the fun for the next man.
Let's learn a little bit more about Cuss. Yes, Cuss. That mentor that Tyson needed, that somewhat fell on Tyson's lap. Did he deserve this to happen based on what he was doing with his life? Beating the shit out of everyone that came in his way. Robbing people. Did he deserve to have this dude fall in his lap? I don't know, but it happened. Destiny, I think so. We're talking about a dude who had connects and was looking to mentor another champion. That's the fascinating thing with these boxing mentors, managers, whatever you want to call them. I'm not too familiar with the sport, but these people whose purpose is to make sure their boxer, that athlete that they're working with, is so in tune with everything in their mind. Real talk. That's a skill, yo, to see someone else's reality before they actually do. The one that they're talking to, the one that they're preaching about, it is ridiculous. That's a power. Mike Tyson met Cuss without thinking he'd be the youngest heavyweight champion in the world. Mike had no expectations for his life. Nobody around him, including his family, had no expectations for Mike. It was just get by, live another day. He meets this dude, and yeah, once again, thinks so highly of Mike and has connects, has a dream to train another champion and reel it in. When I say connects, I'm talking about a direct line to Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali. Get this. Ali, later in his career, loses a fight. Cuss calls him. This is the type of power this dude has, okay? He calls Ali and says this. How did you let that bum beat you? He's a bum, Muhammad. He's a bum. Don't tell me that. He's a bum. Why did you let that bum hit you like that? After Cuss said this, he told Muhammad that he's sitting beside Mike Tyson and he wants Ali to give Tyson a message. Tyson's not even 14 at this time. Things are happening so quick. It's ridiculous. 20 pages ago, this dude's on a roof in New York City doing whatever people do with pigeons. Pickpocketing everyone. in the train, seeing his homie get busted in the face during a robin. A robin? What's that? A home invasion? What am I saying? So many things are happening in this book. And it's got me talking once again, 68 pages in. And we doing an episode of What the Fuck You Reading? Because we can. We can. Doing it this way, this wasn't part of the plan, but sometimes I've realized that you make a plan, which is great, but it's also great to go with your intuition. It allows, you know, more doors to open. It's a balancing act, you know? It's a beautiful thing. What the fuck you reading? I can just pick up a book and do an episode whenever I want. This is why this program is so great. It's so great. The best program on the network. I mean, I would say so based on my goal with it, my dreams for it. It's much bigger than pretty much anything else. I don't know. Books, man. Books. Wild. Wild. And this one right here. Again, I might have to come back to it. Do another episode towards the end of the episode. And maybe you'll like this episode and you'll buy the book. We gave you the options and, you know, we'll talk about it. Hit me up at Kyle Bowen, KyleBhawan, wherever you do your following. Also, go follow the Posted Up Network. Yes, the Posted Up Network. Yes, the Posted Up Network. 6 shows with one swipe. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth. Ridiculous. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this, but we at the network, we fucking appreciate it. Peace.